Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back to another exciting and exhilarating episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast, episode number 59.
59?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And what the hell is going on this week, Jason?
Oh, boy. I don't know, but you sure do make it sound awesome.
I know.
Cool. I don't know. Usual
First
stuff.
First off, thanks for everybody for subscribing to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't forget about you guys.
Yep. So on to some business here.
Yeah.
We got up at the butt crack of dawn on Sunday. And we upgraded the message board. Finally.
Yep, to the latest version.
To the latest version. Which gives us some cool new features to be able to offer to our members.
That's right. We said we'd talk about it last week in this week's episode, so here we are.
Yeah.
One of the things that a few people have noticed yet is our premium members, the ones that give a few bucks and get some cool extra features, get larger avatars. They're 100 by 100 instead of the 75 by 75.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right. The other thing is X quote. Yeah, it's kind of caused some confusion.
No one knows exactly what X quote means.
It means a multi-quote. You can quote multiple posts from all over the board into one.
See, I'm loving
reply.
This feature.
Yeah, I think it's great too, because it used to be we have to cut and paste.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Basically, you find a post that you want to quote, and you hit the X quote button if you want to quote more than one. And the button will highlight, and then you find another post somewhere that you want to also quote in the same reply.
Okay.
And then you hit that X quote button, and that'll highlight. And then if you have a final post you want to quote, then you hit the regular quote button, and what it's going to do is it's going to give you the option to include all of the posts that you've selected into your reply. So
excellent.
You can have multiple quotes, X quote.
Excellent.
X being multiple. Neat stuff, man. It's very, very handy, because I know that I've had to like open up different posts in multiple windows and then cut and paste and then the whole nine yards. Yeah. And this makes it so much easier.
Excellent.
There's a few other features that we're dinking around with that we haven't really integrated yet, because there's a lot of new things that go on behind the scenes that you might not even notice. But we're definitely working our way through them to find out what's best for the board and what's best for you guys. One thing that's kind of another topic of controversy.
What's that?
Signature images for the premium members.
Well, we've been ignoring these for a while.
Yeah.
I don't think we can ignore them anymore.
Yeah, I think they deserve it. They give their, dollar a month?
Sure.
It's pretty cheap.
I say let's turn them on.
Okay.
Let's turn them on.
Yeah, because people who don't want to see them, they can turn them off.
Right. You just go into your control panel.
That's right.
And say you don't want to see any images.
Right. And then you won't have to deal with it.
And then you won't see any images.
And you got no reason to gripe.
So that's right.
We'll probably be implementing that in the near future.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's nice to have some new features, and we're always working on stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's few and far between, because we got our busy lives.
Right.
But it's all in good fun, and I have no idea where to go with that, so let's move on to the next thing.
Well, we got a little bit more of the Camaro concept news.
Well, yes, sort of.
Sort of.
It's coming from outside sources other than GM. It's been so quiet lately.
Yeah.
It's...
So anything new is good.
Yeah, so I saw a couple of things that were pretty neat that the concept has managed to wriggle its way into.
Okay.
First and foremost, one that's near and dear to my heart is finally Mattel has released on their HotWheels.com website that they're going to be making a concept Hot Wheel, which
Look at that. Now, is this a real-size Hot Wheel, or is this a little baby one?
Well, it's the regular size. It's 1/64th scale, the one that's only a couple inches long.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? They have moved on to making 1/18th and whatnot, larger sizes of things. And I think that with all the push behind the concept that they're not going to stop at the little tiny one.
Oh, okay.
And where else it's shown up? This one's neat, too. Need for Speed Carbon is the latest installment of the Need for Speed series.
I have been waiting for this video game to come out.
I've seen a trailer video of this, and it looks like an awesome, awesome game.
Definitely looking forward
and
to this.
And sure enough, there's going to be a concept in that.
Kick ass.
Yeah, that's supposed to come out, I want to say, is it next month?
Oh, I hope it's in time for Christmas.
Yeah, I would think.
Because that's going on my Christmas list.
Well, it made my job a little easier. I'm just going to download it from somewhere site.
Hey.
I was just
not
kidding.
For my PSP.
Well, you know what? Give me a screwdriver. I'll hack into it.
Yeah.
And finally, the ongoing news about the Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah. Lots more pictures coming out.
We're finally seeing some serious pictures of what Bumblebee, usually a VW, but is, in this case, a Camaro concept, what it looks like. And
are these authorized pictures?
I don't know, but they look like there's so many of them, and they're not blurry.
They look like they're all shot from, you know, on set.
Yeah, it's not like a telephoto lens or anything.
I think I saw some pictures of Michael Bay in there.
Yeah, there are. So I don't know if they're just letting people who are working on the set take pictures and upload them anywhere, but there's tons of them.
Yeah, they're on this one Flickr site.
Yeah, and everything about the Hot Wheels, Need for Speed, and, of course, the Transformers movie can be found in, of course, our 5th Gen in 2009 Camaro section.
You know where that's at.
That's right, so I'm not even going to bother to tell you where to go because you're probably already going there.
Yep.
And speaking of Camaro concept stuff.
Yes?
I got an email.
From?
From, well, he's going to remain nameless. Let's just call him. I don't know, Bill or Mac or Buddy or something like that.
Okay, what do you say there, Bill?
Well, all right, yeah. Well, you know, I did the Bring on the Storm video just for fun to say I could do it.
Yeah, that was last month.
Yeah, we talked about that a few times.
That was pretty killer.
Well, I got this email just recently from this alleged guy.
Okay.
And here's what he says.
Okay.
Is that all you have on that video? ROFL, what a joke. And I might add that his punctuation and spelling is rotten. How long is it? 15 seconds? The car looks of that car suck as well. Okay. What are you doing to prevent this travesty 69 knockoff from coming out? This car is not a 69 Camaro. Yeah, no crap. Look at the fat ass end of this monstrosity. The side view looks like the broadside of a barn. Are you really serious about promoting this piece of crap? You should be in protest of this 69 on steroids knockoff imitation replica. Well, first of all, I like the car, and so I'm going to promote it. And second of all, I didn't build the car, and I didn't design it. I'm just happy with it. So, you know, what is it with these people that they got to constantly rip on, the car without even seeing it in person? I really think that they need to get their heads clean out of their butt and stop griping about something that they can't change.
Jeez.
Oh. Sorry. Wow.
That must be really near and dear to your heart. Yeah, I think that, you know.
I need a drink of water. what was that?
Man.
Hey, thanks for the email, Mac, but I'm going to support what I want to support. If you don't like it, don't look at it.
Exactly.
That's right. Kiss my butt. That was fun. That was good.
Yeah, we got to have fun with these.
That's right.
You know.
But if you want to contact us about something cool, well, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right, you heard. Pick up the phone and just dial.
Yeah, we're happy to hear from
you. We're here 24/7, 365.
Well, actually, we don't sleep.
You know, my VoIP program is, no,
you just
not
ruined
us.
It. Great.
I wonder if people aren't calling in because they're afraid they're going to actually get us. We're going to pick up the phone and then like yell at them or something. I don't know. Because we don't.
No, we like you.
No. My program does. And then we play it back later. And then we edit it. And then we put it in the podcast.
Well, don't say edit because then people are going to think that we're going to make them say something that they didn't say.
Well, we could, but.
If we don't like you.
Yeah. So we've been getting these emails lately from the F-Bod Father. After the Bowling Green event.
Yeah.
And it looks like the event is not going to be in Bowling Green next year.
Just for next year, from what I understand.
Just for next year.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be right here in our backyard.
And we had nothing to do with that, but we're sure as hell happy to hear about it.
It's going to be in Warren, Michigan at the GM Tech Center.
Yeah, they're going to make a big deal about the 40th anniversary of the Camaro. Am I correct on that?
The 40th anniversary celebration of the Camaro and Firebird.
Exactly, of course.
At the GM Technical Center in Warren.
That's right.
The dates are August 9th through the 11th. This is the weekend before the Woodward Dream Cruise.
So you could double up.
Yeah, easy.
You know, take a couple of weeks, or, you know, a week and a half vacation, you'll catch both events, no problem.
Says there, this will also be the 50th anniversary celebration of the 57 Chevrolet as well.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And it's going to be combined with the Classic Chevy International and Worldwide Camaro.
Right.
If you've never been to the tech center, it's a pretty sprawling area. You know, it's like
a beautiful facility. Right. They've really improved it too.
Yeah, that's where everything's designed. That's where powertrain engineering is. That's it was where the Camaro concept and of course everything else was designed.
Right.
So I'm very happy that for once something big like this in the Camaro Firebird community is coming to our area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. So we really expect a lot of people there, especially from our site.
Right.
Because a pretty decent concentration of people are from the Great Lakes area, as well as others. But there's no
excuse.
So we're
going to be promoting the hell out of this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, this would be a perfect example as to why we could get a lot of people together.
Sure.
You know, like some sort of, CamaroZ28.com summit.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, how does that sound?
Yeah.
Might have a few people in studio, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we could. We'll bring them down here and into the CamaroZ28.com compound.
Compound. Yeah.
If I can spit it out.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good time. But I think this is going to be a very, very strong event.
I'm looking forward to it. That's for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be posting this on the board, so be watching for it. And join the conversation because this is going to be great. I think this
sure
is going
to
be one of the best opportunities for any kind of event.
It should be a good year.
Short of the events coming up when the concept becomes production.
Absolutely.
Very cool stuff, man.
We'll probably have a whole lot more news by then.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps a concept will be there.
Oh, I'm sure it will. How could it not?
At least one of them.
Yeah, because by then there's got to be more than one. Maybe a pre-production version, maybe, or something a little closer to what we're looking to see for production.
That
Who knows,
be very
man?
Very cool.
I mean, we got a whole year, and I'm already excited.
Yeah.
I just peed myself.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I'm that excited.
Oh, okay.
I think it's time we better wrap this up.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess that's going to do it. I got nothing more to say. What about you, my friend?
No, I think that's going to be it.
You're pretty casual.
We'll figure out something for next week's podcast and we'll be back.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
You got it.
Stay subscribed.
Always have something to talk about.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.